Mind your P's and Q's.
All right, so we're going to get started. So we're going to start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. So our first is approval of minutes for July 14, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Can we do one? I'm sorry.
Mike. Oh, it was Mike. Mike made it?
I thought you said it.
All right. Approval of the agenda for tonight, September 15, 2022. Two holder to leader combined.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so informational items. So first is report from Indian Springs Library. So Jet.
Hi everyone, my name is Jet. I am your local branch manager for the library. September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month, and we have a ton of things to celebrate. For those of you who already have your library card, please go to thelibrarydistrict.org. You can enter your card number in there. We have prize packs to give away. We have Raiders tickets. We've got Vegas Golden Knights jerseys. We've got plushes. We've got all kinds of goodies to give away on that end. Also, on September 29th, we are having our Customer Appreciation Day, and we would like for you to all come down and join us for some snacks and some games. And just for coming in, you'll get entered into to win our raffle. Our raffle includes a Chromebook. Our raffle includes a gym bag, Chromebook, and a water bottle. Plus, we've got some other BGK goodies. So we would love for you to all come down. We are trying to extend it for the entire week, but I am still awaiting official approval on that. So please join us on Thursday, September 29th. All day we'll have food, snacks, and you can get your raffle tickets on that. That flyer that I just gave you all has a QR code on it. That leads you directly to our 5-question survey. We would love to hear, what else do you want to see from your library? What kind of services do you want? What kind of hours do you want to see? What other improvements can we make? For those of you who don't have a library card, it's free. If you've lost your card, we'll gladly replace it. That is free also. Some other programs of note, Randy, our local community member, is doing a twice a month card making night. Everything's provided, you just need to call and sign up. We do a twice a month watercolor night. We just had one last night, and our next one will be this upcoming Tuesday. So if you're interested in that, please reach out. We are now doing a twice a month homeschooling meetup. So if you know of any families who have homeschool kids, please have them reach out. We would love to have them. It's a very informal meetup for everybody just to get to know each other. And ideally, we'll start getting into some STEAM lessons or some crafts while everybody's getting together. At this time, we are still doing our food pickup. It's every other week. Thank you so much, Carol Ann, for making that hookup for us. But I did hear that 3Square will be coming out to the community. So we'll wait and see when they come out, and we'll see what happens with our program. If you have any questions, please stop by the library. Please give us a phone call. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions or let you know about our calendar of events. Any questions?
Quick comment. Yeah, if you mentioned this, there's some questions there. Specifically mentioned Indian Springs library so that they get the credit that they do. If you put something nice on it.
Thank you, Phil. Phil makes
a great point. Specifically mentioned. Otherwise, it'll just go to general Clark County.
As you're going through, you do need to select your branch. By default, you may want to click Clark County because we are in Clark County. But please remember, we are the Indian Springs Library, and there is a Clark County Library in town. So make sure you mark Indian Springs. Thank you so much for the reminder, Phil. Any other questions, comments? Thank you.
Thank you. All right, report from the Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. But Gary's not here.
Nope.
All right. All right, so Metro's up next.
Evening, Matt Marlowe, Sergeant for Las Vegas Metro, Elm Charleston, Indian Springs. During this reporting period, we had 15 calls for service and we made 2 arrests. Not a whole lot else going on. A few citations written, probably not enough, but we got a few in there. Looking for a guy in an orange shirt. Goes by the name of Phil.
Yeah.
Oh. So's Dottie.
Don't know the man.
Jeez, I'm gonna put
you don't have my phone number, it's 702-289-5650, 289-5650.
Is that a direct to you?
That's a direct cell phone number for me. Now, I caveat that with this. I do have a family life. Well, if it's an emergency, please continue to dial 911. If it's something you dial 311 for and you don't feel like waiting for 30 minutes to get an answer, that would be the time you could call my phone. Even when I'm off duty, I've got it with me and I will send somebody out here, one of my guys that is, or gals that's on duty. So you get a little better personal service here than you would in town because you can bypass 311. 911, if it's an emergency, please still call 911. Okay?
I have a question. Once you call that cell number, what's the time period of waiting to somebody show up?
It varies.
Varies?
One thing it varies on is that it depends on when I see that. If I'm off duty, get a hold of that phone and see what I've got a message on. So there's a variable there. And then it always works this way. If there's something going on in Indian Springs, my guys are in Kyle Canyon. And it works the opposite. They're in Indian Springs and something happens at Kyle. So it takes about 45 minutes to drive from Kyle Canyon to Indian Springs. That's why I say if it's an emergency, please call 911. That way if it's an emergency, we can roll code, light the siren, and roll out here. And you're not depending on me to get a hold of my guys and get them out here. That number is really for if you have like an ongoing concern, abandoned vehicle, somebody living out of their car, I've constantly got problems with his neighbor, whatever that is, that's not 911 worthy. Does that make sense? Those are things that don't need immediate response. Like, I can get somebody out here in the next hour, I can get somebody out here in the next day, something like that. That's the service that we offer in the small towns here. Yes, ma'am.
Is there any consideration being taken of maybe possibly assigning Metro or Mount Charleston their own Metro cops? Because like what you mentioned before, that it always seems to be the opposite. When something's going on here, you guys are right there. Because that seems to be like all of the time that that's happened. They almost got T-boned the other day. They called that it was going to be like 2 hours before they got here. Has Metro thought about that, getting you guys help and having 2 officers that are dedicated just to Mount Charleston since it's grown? That way it frees you guys up for...
It's a great idea. I'd love to do that. We're not hurting as bad as some agencies are. And Sergeant Bonk can probably speak to NHP's issues, but Metro still is hurting for bodies. So here's how this works. I work for my boss is out of Northwest Area Command. You know where that is? It's Cheyenne and 215. The bodies that fund the mountain or work the mountain and Indian Springs come from that substation. So here's what trickles down from the sheriff's level. If you want more bodies out in Indian Springs and Mount Charleston, then you need to take bodies from Northwest and send them out there. That leaves some squads short in town. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a prioritizing for the captain. He is aware of the growth that we've had out here. I've made him aware of that, and so has my lieutenant. They're all on board for getting more manpower out here, and if that happens, And yeah, we can dedicate more folks to specific areas like Indian Springs. But I can't make any promises right now. Everybody's, it's the same story, right? It's a great idea, and I'd love to do it. Bill Corder was the last guy that lived here in town. Actually, he could respond out of his house here. That's kind of a mixed bag, too, at times. He was here a long time. I'm happy that he's happily retired, honestly. Just because we needed a change in how things were done. There are other officers that live here in Indian Springs that work for Metro. They're interested in joining my squad if they could. We can cross that bridge down the road. It may be replacing bodies that I have to have retire first. In other words, not adding squad, adding bodies to my squad.
Through attrition.
Sorry?
Through attrition.
Attrition, yeah. Okay. So, I'd love to see that happen, and I have asked for more bodies, and we'll see if any of that comes to fruition.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
But on a personal, I know as policy, the number that you gave out is not something that is policy by the sheriff's department. So I know that you are doing your best to see to it that we can have some responding quicker than...
That's why I was looking for Phil, because he always makes me feel good.
Well, I just happen to know that that's true.
No, there's no requirement.
You were a police officer downtown to give you his number.
Right. There's
so
no, there's
I,
no
I think we should all appreciate that, and yeah, accolades right. to our residents or whatever you call your system now. It used to be resident officers that we had out here. We don't have it anymore. But I know I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Does sir. Metro have a reserve officers program?
No, sir.
Why?
You see that? Do you recognize that rank? That's only one up from the ground floor.
Because they end up with guys like me who are vigilantes.
That's why.
Got a question in the back here. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Can you repeat your number again, please?
Yeah, no problem. 702-289-5650. And that's Marlow, Marlow. 289-5650.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anything else for me, for the board?
Thank
good?
You.
Anybody else from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
I have one more question. What is it, the update on with what happened at the Paulfield a couple of weeks ago and what happened over at Beezer Homes? We haven't heard anything from Beezer Homes.
Yeah, so Beezer never cared to get back with us on damage. So what we had to have is a quota of damage and whether they wanted to press charges, and they apparently didn't. They just took it as it was. And we're still waiting on an answer for the damage up here. Did we get a quote on that? Do you know of any? Somebody was supposed to come out and look at it. Okay, so we're kind of looking at what level of crime this is for right now. We have a potential suspect, obviously, that lives in town. They're not probably going anywhere. But until we have a solid value, what we're looking at kind of depends on how we go with it. And to explain that would be Nevada state laws. What's that?
Did you call the county up to do the repairs? Well, you should know what it cost to come out and do this, didn't you?
Well, they came out and did the assessment. They didn't call me and tell me how much it was. I'll follow up and ask if they will have the number, but.
The way Nevada law works, and sometimes this is confusing for folks, and sometimes when you call me, even on my cell phone, and I go, hey, did you physically witness it, and do you want to be the one to sign the citation?
Right.
We can't arrest an adult for a misdemeanor that's not committed in our presence as police officers. And there's a few exceptions to that, DUI, domestic violence. Everything else, if it's misdemeanor level of damage, I can't do anything unless we've got a witness that is willing to sign a citation against another citizen. It's called a citizen's arrest, but it's done by a citation. If it rises to the level of gross misdemeanor or felony based on value, then yeah, we can make an arrest or citation or whatever we want to do based on that. So we're a little bit hamstrung when it comes to some of that damage type stuff like graffiti or anything else. If there's not, if the value is less than a certain dollar amount, not a lot we can do about it other than document that somebody, that they're the suspect. Does that make sense? There was a report taken, just so you know. We do have a potential suspect. They were spoken to. The way that the Indian Springs work is if it's a local suspect, they're not usually going anywhere. So until we have all the ducks in a row, there may not be anything come from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, but see, what we're concerned about is these are homes, which there's concerns from other residents, is that one way or the other, that cost is going to get pushed down to us.
Yeah.
Whether it be they decide to do a gated community, there's really no reason to have a gated community in Indian Springs. So okay. A lot of the residents are like, you know what? What about restitution? That way we don't get, our HOA fees don't go up to take care of that. I mean, that seems pretty fair.
I don't disagree with you, but Beezer's usually, I forget the guy's name that I've dealt with from Beezer.
Gary.
Just have Gary.
Greg.
Yeah. Thank you. Just haven't heard anything back. I don't know if he is tied up, busy, wasn't a big deal or otherwise. I can't speak for him. But we only follow up so much. If somebody's not wanting to get back to us.
I think they're waiting until they get a petition up with signatures.
That could be the route to go. Okay, I don't want to take up any more time unless there's any other. Is there any more questions? Anybody good? Cool. I'll be around afterwards if anybody has anything to follow up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, next up is from Highway Patrol.
I knew she was here, but I couldn't see where she was.
Hi there, Kathy Baum, Sergeant for Mount Charleston Indian Springs. I have a couple of cards I'll leave here if you want them. My cell phone is 702-249-8388. 702-249-8388. My own agency doesn't respect our off time, so you might as well not either, so just call whenever. Our August stats, running on only two troopers, but I did steal. We do have two troopers work in the Beatty district now, so one of them comes from Pahrump and one of them comes from Vegas, so driving through our jurisdiction, so I use his stats. So. We do have two troopers that are both half-time, and this month one was on light duty, so that's why we're only down to two staffing. The trooper that's on light duty will come back hopefully Monday, and by the end of the year, or probably January, he's transferring up to Reno. Oh. So we're going to lose him, and I don't know if he'll fill his spot, but... anyway, it was 50 total shifts that were worked between all of us this month. Traffic stops were 297. Citations were 275. Crashes and arrests were up. 17 crashes and 8 arrests. And that was mostly DUI, one domestic, and a couple of warrant arrests. 11 abandoned vehicles, 52 motorist assist, and 5 pedestrians. That's it. Any questions?
Well, I drove south on the 95, and right in the center, in between the lanes, there was a busted up trailer, and that looked. It was really busted up bad.
So the median?
In the median.
Which mile marker? Between north of town or south of town?
It's south of town going south.
Oh, you can't see the signs.
I have. I'll report on that in my report.
Aliens stole all them damn signs.
It really busted up bad.
Yeah. Are we on it? Is this something in the past? Were we on it, or is it something you need us to check?
Well, it was in the past, but I know it was marked, I know it was cleaned up, because it was all squared away.
I know what you're talking about. I actually worked that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a rollover there coming back from Burning Man.
Right.
So it was a pickup truck and a trailer, right?
Right.
Camper trailer? Yeah. They were fine.
Okay, that's good news.
Any other questions? Oh, the guy that killed three people almost a year ago was, that case, the prelim was in Beatty Justice Court this past week, and he was bound over on like 15 felonies.
So he's not going anywhere?
No. He's out. But it'll be heard in Tonopah. I don't know. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cree Chair, please.
Good evening. Nick DiRosario, DiRosario. My telephone number on base is 702-404-3574. And I'll be honest with you, other than reminding you that even though it's September, the big air show at Nellis is coming in November. It's promises to be rather spectacular this time around. here to answer any questions you guys may have.
You want to be November what?
Is it Veterans Day that's in November?
December 5th and 6th.
No, whatever the holiday,
I thought it was
holiday,
the 5th.
That holiday weekend.
The 5th and 6th.
There you go.
November
6th? 5th and 6th. So, any questions for Creech? Any concerns?
I see you put beautiful new lights at the gate.
Yep.
Now, I'm assuming that's to let the people know that they really shouldn't be driving on the base to cause you guys heartburn?
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. My understanding from my own security forces guys is it's a visual deterrent to help any driver who may not quite realize what they're driving up to, that first of all, it is a security checkpoint, and if they shouldn't be approaching it, hopefully they think about that and potentially make a turn around before. But that, yes, that is why we put the lights up. As I'm standing here, you may have noticed we are continuing to test our giant voice. We do, to my understanding, we do try to practice quiet hours unless there's an emergency past 5 o'clock. Revelry at 4:30 is usually when the last time you should hear that until the morning. We did practice an active shooter scenario this past week. It went very well from the perspective of our response capabilities on Creech. Other than that, unless you have any other questions, as always, if anybody has any concerns, my name again is Nick DiRosario, and it's 404-3574, area code 72. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Nick, quick question. So the solar field company just came out. Have they talked to you guys about it, do you know?
Is this the French company?
The one right up the street.
Yeah. They did reach out to us, and we tried to set something up, but unfortunately it never materialized. I'm not allowed in my position to pursue them. So I got one telephone call. We exchanged some information, and I have yet to hear anything.
So they said when they were just out here that they had a meeting set up with you guys in September. That's what they said. Why I'm curious on what
I will get. I will give a call back to them since you brought it up. But right now there was no meeting plan to my knowledge. They did make an overture of could we get something set up. I sent them the relevant details of this is what I need from you to set the meeting up, and I never got anything back.
So do you know where Creech is sitting on that whole point?
If you want to ask me pointed questions, I can try to provide pointed answers.
Yeah.
Are we in favor? We do not have an active position right now. Does a solar type facility represent a threat to air safety? Yes, it's in the potential of doing that, especially one that, to the last time I saw a map, is anything along the highway has within about 5 nautical miles along, if you... Creech runs parallel to the highway. If you were to add 5 nautical miles off of that highway, that would be a safety zone that we would consider impediments in that area to be a potential threat to flight safety.
So you haven't seen where they're talking about doing this now?
I saw a notional map the last time I was here, but I haven't seen a confirmed map that that's where it's going.
I got it. I got a picture of it. I can show you where they're going to put it.
Is it the latest one or the one?
They were just here. Megan, when was that? The 29th? I want to say
yes.
The 29th.
Yes, yes.
The 29th, was that a
it was
public
originally
meeting?
Or was
it? It was a town meeting. It wasn't a town board meeting. It was just the informational meeting where they come here. So it wasn't a town board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
no.
I missed that one.
Right?
No worries.
Yeah.
Just past campus.
Just past the bar of it. 4.5 miles.
Sorry.
Edge of town right here?
Yeah.
So where the first solar panel is going to be 4.5 miles is what he said. I'll show you what it is.
That is within our area of concern. I will promise you we'll reach out to them again after you brought it up. So
are you at liberty to tell us how many people live at the beach?
How many people live there?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. We have a very limited capacity to provide sleeping arrangements for a certain portion of our population if they need it for safety purposes, but nobody permanently lives in Creech.
And is it expanding? Is Creech going to expand?
Our plan between now and 2025 is you should see about $350 million worth of expansion. If you if you were to look out at Creech, and you know we have, if you know our installation, you know where our fire station is on the far side of the base. The fire station is an outlier to your left. Then you get, there's a gap between the fire station and the next buildings on the north side. We're going to fill that gap with about $350 million worth of new stuff. Should be a population growth of about 1,500 personnel.
But you're not going to build anything by the Amway buildings, right?
Let me guess what you used to. Yes, well, all safety procedures will be followed. Other than that, I welcome anybody's questions or concerns. I have a new commander. Her name is Antoinette Blend. She is from the services arena of the Air Force, if you know your MSGs. She comes from our services division, which is also where Colonel Quantico, who just retired after 27 years of faithful service, also came from. She lives in the Summerlin area, however. So she enjoys the ride like everybody else, each day. But she should be here for at least 2 years, and just getting her sea legs under her, but she's promised me to tell you she intends on coming to at least a couple of these so that she can introduce herself and if you have any questions directly for her. But as always, I'll be your guy in between there.
Let me know those, we can put on the agenda so they'll know.
Okay, we'll do it. And if nothing else, as always, it's a pleasure to see you folks, and please, if you have any questions, reach out and give me a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clark County Parks and Rec.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I work for Clark County Parks and Rec. Just a couple items. We have what we're calling our costume corner that has been generously donated by our community member, and they're all free. So if you have grandkids, you know, kids that have a block that need them, please come up and help yourself. After the meeting's over, go over and help yourself. And our Spooktacular is October 28th, the Halloween Festival. We will have carnival games. And immediately following that and the costume contest will be our Spooktacular Trunk or Treat. That's all out in the parking lot. And let's see, November we're still having our holiday bazaar, but I won't be taking reservations for the tables till the beginning of November. We gotta get through the Halloween stuff first before I start on that. That's about it so far. Any other questions?
Thank you. Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. Well, as you all know, the mile markers have not been placed. I started to sound really bruised when I responded to emails at NDOT. So I'm giving them one more chance to respond. I sent them a kind of little more direct email this last time. If not, I will have the commissioner on the call because this is getting absolutely ridiculous. So. The park expansion the plans are being worked on right now, and as soon as I know anything, as soon as we have anything more concrete, they will come out and we'll talk about it, and you guys can look at what's going on. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great for the community. Like you said, Bonanza Solar was here on the 29th. They did a community meeting. They are willing to come back anytime if people have questions or as this process goes along. So if you need their contact information, let me know, but they're happy to come back if you want them to. And on the speed limit signs, I got a denial that they don't want to put them up on the car, Raleigh. So I sent them another not very nice email, and I'm giving him a chance to write me back. If not, we'll take that.
You say they don't want to. Do they say we just don't want to?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, there's a justification.
Hold on.
My kids used to say that you don't want to, but that didn't work. I want to know why. All right, thank you.
I hesitate to put signs out there for the following reasons. Number one, county code says that streets not posted are automatically 25 miles per hour, which is enforceable by law. because of the remoteness, number two, because of the remoteness of the street, the people who are speeding are the residents themselves. Don't worry, I responded to all of this. Number three, without enforcement, it would be a waste of materials and people would probably end up shooting the signs and or taking them for use elsewhere. I was very, very not happy with that
response.
That's
something Bill would do, too.
That's why I asked that question.
Okay. So here's, I mean, I can pull up my response, but I'll tell you how I responded. I told him, I appreciate what you have to say, but I respectfully disagree. Saying that the streets are 25 if it's not posted, yeah, duh, we all know this. But that would be the argument to not put signs, speed limit signs on any 25 mile per hour street in it anywhere. So that one doesn't matter.
How many pictures would they have the stop signs with bullet holes in them?
Because of the remoteness of the street, people are speeding probably residents. I said, yeah, maybe some are. But as the city gets closer, as people are doing more outdoor activities, as the town is growing, as people are doing more off-roading, they are being attracted to our rural areas. So yeah, some may be residents, but a lot aren't.
Right.
And without enforcement, it'd be a waste of time. Well, I'd already told him that I'm working with Metro to do more enforcement. So that would mean that. And about the signs getting shot up, it's a residential street. I really don't think, I mean, I live kind of in the Wild West in Sandy Valley, and people aren't driving down the street shooting guns. I don't think they're driving down the street shooting guns here.
Right.
So I was a bit offended.
I haven't in months.
He's on vacation. In between when this happened and everything, I've been out on medical leave. He's on vacation now. I'll give him a week when he gets back, and then I will.
Has he ever been out here?
I don't know, and I don't know that it even matters. He's an engineer. Well,
it does matter, because people like that make decisions that affect this who've never been out here.
And I understand
that's
that.
Why I said that.
But that's why they have me, who has been out here. So that's why when I give input... Okay.
Good for you.
A lot of departments understand when something comes from the commissioner's office, there's a little weight to it, and some don't. So he's kind of new to the position, so I'm going to learn. So anyway, so I'm fighting for you on that one. I get no's, and I don't like it, so and I'm pretty tenacious. So
I would respectfully invite you out here.
It won't make it won't make a difference. He has, I don't know if you guys deal with engineers very much, and if there's any engineers, I'm very sorry. But engineers are very analytical, and his rules dictate to him that a street sign is not needed. So I'm not an engineer, and they don't do the touchy-feely. I do the touchy-feely, so that's why I need to get him out of engineer mode and help him to understand. So coming here would not make a difference. He's still an engineer. Yes.
Okay, one more comment. I appreciate what you're saying about the engineers, because we had a very similar situation to what you're talking about. A man who made a decision out here.
A three-way stop in front of the school.
Yes.
And who got it back?
Yeah, and you did a good job.
And I fought for that one too. Yeah,
but it took a long time. But you have guys like that really don't know what's going on out here.
I know.
And that's why I mentioned, has he been out here?
Yeah, and I would love to think that they would come out and see it and understand. Mm-hmm. I haven't found that to be the case, so that's why you have me.
If I ever see him, I'll invite him.
And this doesn't just happen in Union Springs, just so you know. They required, if you've ever been to Good Springs, which is a little old mining town, looks like a ghost town, they fought and fought and fought. There's a historic tree, and Good Springs has an old letterhead, and that tree is over 100 years old, and it's on their letterhead. And they, because it goes out into the road, they wanted the people to have to cut it down. Public Works made it a condition of approval of a project to cut it down. And we had to fight for that. So it's not just here. People don't get the rural. So fighting for you all the time. Fighting for my own family too. So
they only pay attention to rules when it's a mushroom time.
That's not the commissioner. The commissioner gets it and listens
in general. They only pay attention to it when it's a mushroom time and they want our vote.
Well, these people aren't really people. These are employees. These aren't people that are elected, so it doesn't matter. The election doesn't matter to them. They'll have jobs no matter what. So, any more good news I can give you?
Can I add a request to that?
Of course you can.
What about a crosswalk from the Beezer homes? Because I know there's one from Pioneer for the kiddos going to school or anybody walking. But now there are a ton of kids walking to school from the Beezer homes.
Down Boulder.
And crossing across Boulder. McFarland. Is it Boulder?
Crossing Boulder's the other side of Boulder. You are crossing
McFarland. Okay,
Boulder,
yeah.
They're on Boulder crossing Boulder. McFarland. Yeah. They need a crosswalk there.
Yeah. I mean, there's more kids, I think, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. But I would say there's more kids in the Beezer homes now than there are in Pioneer.
There's a lot of them. I've seen them.
There's a ton of kids walking.
And a lot of them are elementary, so they just go straight down Boulder anyway.
Every morning with my grandkids.
I predict a no on that one, so I'll just get ready to fight right from the beginning.
Thank you.
And then also along those same lines, and maybe Matt knows, but who funds crossing guards? Do we have an answer?
No. I will.
I looked it up. It's somewhere. It's like through the county. Like you have to go on the website and specifically look up like the crossing guards, and they're like their own little. Yeah, their own little.
But who funds it?
Is it outsourced?
It's not the school district. It's its own little.
Missy.
SLT just discussed this last week. The school's working on getting a crossing guard for that specific corner.
Okay.
There you go.
Yay. Okay.
They're working on it.
Good.
I'm sorry. I did not.
No worries. I'll just keep asking until I finally get an answer. Thank you.
Well, I will tell you on the crosswalk, just a little anecdotal thing since we're focused on governance tonight. Commissioner Jones, who's the other commissioner of the board, had asked for a crosswalk in his district in front of a school and was denied and had to go to the director and have a very firm conversation with him to get the crosswalk. So it's a challenge. So it's not just me, it's Public Works.
As a matter of information, knowledge, what would be the problem with getting a crosswalk where kids are going to school?
There are, there are some concerns with crosswalks. There are some valid concerns because if it's like in the middle of a road, this one was not at an intersection, it gives a bit of a false belief of safety, and so there have been studies where people crossing don't take the necessary steps that they should,
right,
because they have this false sense, well, it's a crosswalk and they have to stop for me. So it was in the middle of an intersection. It wasn't at an intersection, it's in the middle of a road. It still got put in, but I don't know that that was the explanation, but that has been something we've discussed internally before, because It happens. People think it protects them. It doesn't protect them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So.
Yes. So crosswalk. What if you turn it into a four-way stop right there because it is so busy with kids coming from the new homes? If you do a four-way stop, the guys put a crosswalk in, right?
Makes people slow down too.
Yeah, they can do their studies.
Oh, they'll have to do studies. Yes, there will have to be a traffic study. So
but they also need to see
I'm all over
there walking there.
But I think that's a great suggestion. It'll cause people to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but one is,
it makes me nervous.
Crosswalks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah.
Warning sign, warning people what a fine would be if they don't trust the pedestrian.
Oh, people don't care.
They don't care.
But what does help is like a flashing light that says there's a crosswalk. Yeah. I know that helps for me, when I'm going and see something. So I will put all this out there. I love before we stop right now. But I'll put it all out there and see what we can do.
I like the four-way stop idea.
I think it's great.
My husband and I, we sit in our front yard and we laughingly call it McFarland Speedway.
Mm-hmm. Boulder's the same way.
I know. Every street in this town is.
Yeah.
Every street in this county is.
But that way, if there was a four-way stop, it would help.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be really good.
It would.
Yep.
So we'll see. All done. All right.
Oh, I have one more. I'm sorry. It's my last one, I promise. Greenlink. Are they coming? I was expecting them
Greenlink
today.
Greenlink was supposed to be here tonight, and I made the mistake and did not get them on the agenda. And I apologize. In case you guys didn't know, I had cancer and had surgery since our last meeting, and I've been a little distracted. So I was putting the gym together very quickly, and I forgot. So it's 100% my error. They will be here next month.
Okay. They're still coming.
They were planning to be here. They checked me. Oh, they emailed me. We're coming. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, shit. I forgot. So I'm very sorry. It's nothing intentional. Just
so I don't know.
know if you know this, but there's a spot that cleared up behind the dollar store. Okay. What's the future for that spot?
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing has come in. If there were something coming, it would come here. It could just be that they cleaned it up.
There's a lot of spots that need to be cleaned up. Not only that.
Depends on who owns it.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing has come through our office.
Can I chime in on that real quick? There was a click Clark County thing, because I get notifications when one comes in for Indian Springs, on that building, that abandoned building that was dumped there. So they might have just cleaned it all up at once, because
that
someone complained
could be a
about that.
Enforcement thing that we came, yeah, up and came in and cleaned it up.
That was my guess, because the ticket was closed the same day it was cleaned up.
Okay.
So
while the next item's going, I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find if there was an enforcement case.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the...
Because there was that ugly building there.
The one that was recently...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I meant to give you the update on that. So,
I put a lemonade stand up.
The last subdivision that came through was approved, and it was approved for the $1,000 per lot. I know there was a Facebook post about some very misleading information about how the process works. If you guys ever have questions about how the planning process works, questions about anything like that, my background is in planning, so I'm happy to help with that. I think the more you guys are empowered, the better you can ask good questions and get the answers you want and participate in the process. So. Just because there wasn't a process set up to accept the money doesn't mean that we're like, oh, forget it, we don't want the money. It's been decided, and it will come in when they're not going to give it to us or to you until they start building. Nobody would do that. So once we get the money, we will have public meetings. We'll talk about what you want to see, and we'll figure it out. This is not a usual thing for us. We don't have people saying, I would like to give the community money. We don't get that. So we're going to figure it out, but we're going to get the $48,000 and we'll put it to the use which you guys want it to be. So, but again, yeah, if there's things you question, please reach out. I'm definitely not the enemy. I want you guys to be empowered, so always give me a call.
Yeah, I would appreciate it for the people on Facebook wouldn't just automatically blame the board, because they go, well, the board just voted like this because they don't care. We live here too.
Right.
We just look at it a little different because we've already done this, and they come back and they go, well, we're doing it anyway. So we're just trying to make it where we get something out of it, and we can set some rules and regulations for them so they don't just do whatever they want.
And we are an advisory board, right? I mean,
right.
Yes.
Our decisions are not concrete. You know,
no, and that's what happened last time.
Yeah.
Everybody said no, and the county said, sure, check mark, you're done, and on they went.
Well,
so,
it's not always that the county said sure.
Well, they passed it. They said yes.
There are laws in place where if someone comes in and asks for something that is conforming, that they're not asking for something crazy,
mm-hmm,
if they get denied, it could go to lawsuits, and we have lost before, and then they can do whatever they want. So the commissioners have a lot of pressure on them to make decisions based on precedent and based on the code and all those things. So it's complicated. I would not be a commissioner for anything. It's super complicated and not very much fun, I don't think.
And
the energy, and they... when they're ready, they're going to bring it out. Don't, you know what? They can. The longer they don't come out here, the longer they're not doing anything. Anything else?
All right. So next is planning and zoning. So WS220424. Woodard, Tobias A. N., D'Estacio Woodard, Carolyn B., waiver of development standards for increased height for a detached accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single-family residence, 0.1 acres in an RT, manufactured home residential zone, generally located on the north side of Winston Lane, 330 feet west of McFarland Avenue within Indian Springs. So that's you, right?
Yeah.
Your character. Well.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Thank you. Sorry about you. No.
I'm Caroline Stasio Woodard. Since we're giving out our phone numbers, it's 503-789-1447. If I know where my phone is, my kid doesn't have it, I'll answer it. But we are building a shed. Nobody's going to live in it. It is 4 feet over the code. So that's what our waivers are.
4 feet higher than your existing roof on your house.
Four feet over what the code says the accessory building could be. Building.
So you want our approval to say open it?
That's exactly what I'm looking for tonight.
That's pretty much it.
So they just wanted to be 19 and a half feet instead of 14 feet.
Yes.
So 5 and a half over or whatever. It was supposed to.
What, front, back,
up,
right,
up, up,
up. Right.
Everything else is to, up to code.
Right.
Oh yeah, my.
Yes, it's a new house.
Yeah.
So long. And
is this the one that's already been built? Okay, yeah. That's all right. Okay.
We wanted to tell people that we had bad intel when we started that thing. They were like, "You're an unincorporated Indian thing. Don't worry about it." Then we were like, "I don't know." And then we looked into it, and they're like, "Permit," and we're like. Okay, we're getting a permit. So we want to do it correct. It'll be inspected. Everything will be done. Like I said, nobody's going to live in it. It's literally going to be like storage, and I can work from an office up there if I need to, so I can go back to work. But nobody's going to live in it. It won't even have plumbing in it. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Well,
all in favor?
I'd like to say something about it. Okay. If it's that building that I've seen over there, you know, I've lived here for an awful lot of years, and I've seen things go good and go bad. And I don't see anything bad about that as far as the visual. I don't know. I won't speak for your neighbors. I don't live next door. I have no clue. But from a longtime resident here, I see toilets on the street that have been out there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Trash
yeah.
that have been out here. And nobody's complaining about that. And I don't have I personally, driving around, have not seen that as an eyesore. So.
And we're going to make it look as much as conform.
It's a very well to match the paint. I've been back there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, that's just my opinion.
It'll be up to code. We'll try to make it as uniform with our neighborhood as possible. So and we didn't put windows on certain sides to respect our neighbors' privacy. Like our one side it won't have windows on there and in the front just so.
Have your neighbors complained about it?
Neighbors?
No, not at all.
Well,
it's me.
They speak for a lot of the community donations she gets. That's the storage space needed. So it's as much for her as it is the community.
We have the motion, right, and the second?
I think we both did. You second, right? So,
yeah.
Motion.
Make motion to approve.
Second.
You go on over.
All in favor?
All in
aye.
Favor?
Aye.
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 You're good, Caroline.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, general business. So, selecting a representative to serve on the Clark County Community Development Advisory Committee.
I did look up the lot behind Family Dollar, and there was a code enforcement case for illegal dumping, so that's why it's being And so you know that costs all of us. So if you ever see somebody with illegal dumping, get a license or something.
Get a picture, get their truck or something.
John wanted to take
it. Is that like illegal dumping?
Turn it into a
chicken. One of you said that there had been something dumped on the lot. When a code enforcement case comes out and there's illegal dumping, if the owner of the lot doesn't clean it up, then we have to go clean it up. And I don't know that we did. Honestly, you know what? I shouldn't have said that because I wasn't able to look it up that far. It was cleaned up somehow. But if the county has to come in and do it, then it's all our taxpayer money that pays for it.
Okay, getting back to Raleigh Lane, there's 14 acres across the street from me. And back in that corner there, it's turned into dump. There's tires, there's TVs, there's branches of people trimming the trees, dump them back there. But they say we can't do anything about it because nobody can get a hold of the owner.
So it's private property.
So that's why you call code enforcement and file a complaint.
Okay, so now, okay, because yeah, we tried to get a hold of the number that's on the thing.
And you don't get no answer.
And they have
so
had.
Now, but now you can go to the county because you're not getting any answer.
Right.
Now the county can step
right.
in.
You have to file a complaint.
But, yeah.
Oh, good. Excuse me. Somebody.
Yes.
Just a matter of information. Can't the, does the county build the property?
They do. And it goes as a lien on the property, so they don't have to pay it till they sell the property.
Okay, so there is a recourse.
There is recourse
for the county. That's what I'm getting.
There is. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry, but the outlay of money in the first place is.
Yeah. But there is recourse. That's what I thought. I want to make sure that everybody knew that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But our taxes don't get paid for it.
Pardon me?
They don't.
Well, the county gets the money back
money
if they pay
it.
The lien.
Yeah,
but a lot of those properties never get sold. It's just.
Yeah, but there is legal recourse.
Yeah. So CDAC is something we do every year. It's the Community Development Advisory Committee. It is it's like a steering committee for the county. It's made up of people from all of the different communities as well as some at-large positions. And they give advice to the Board of County Commissioners on how to spend community development block grant money, which is millions of dollars every year. And these grants go for things like homeless shelters, battered women shelters, social programs, childhood hunger programs, things like that. So you guys can have someone serve on that committee if you would like to. I have been told it is very rewarding and very interesting. And I think they're doing it virtually again this year, so it's about 4 meetings. And you get to see all these amazing things that nonprofits do for our community. So if anybody's interested, you don't all have to rush in once. if you think about it, if it's something you would like to do, let me know and we'll get you an application. It's not a huge time commitment. And the next one, this is our budget time.
Okay, all right.
So it's the same thing we do every year, and I don't like it, but state law requires it. That we come out and talk about our wish list of things that we would like if there were a budget to do them. So be thinking about things you would like to see. I know, and I didn't get the list today, I'm sorry. I will have it next time. One of the things was improvements to the park, which are happening. So that's positive. I know improvements to the ball field are on the list. So be thinking about things you want. And we're talking about big things, not stop sign or something. These are things like a community pool, which you guys already have. This community actually has some really great stuff that a lot of my other communities ask for. So be thinking about things that you would be interested in, and we'll discuss it next. And what happens, since there's a lot of people I've been here before, what happens with that list, I take it from each division. So if it's a Parks and Rec thing, I send it to Parks and Rec. I send it to them, and then so they know what you want if the time were to come for improvement. So, yes?
If you go out and send it in, and it says no longer part of Clark County, the road and stuff like that, I know that comes up often. How often is it in their schedule to look at the roads and actually just naturally go through and put them on a repair list or resurfacing list?
I am glad you asked that. I just found out recently that the roads are graded or rated by a big computer. It's a truck. They drive every lane of every road throughout Clark County, and there's an algorithm, and it reads density and potholes and all that, and they do every single lane. So there's no subjectivity to it. It is completely done by a computer, and they give it a rating, and then that's how they decide which ones need the most attention.
So until we have super potholes, it's going to be.
But what do they do that? Like quarterly?
I don't know. I need to find that out. I imagine as soon as they start, as soon as they finish, they start over again. I'll find out what the schedule is. But I will tell you, every one of my towns thinks their roads are the worst. And I'll tell you, mine are the worst. And it's just Mount Charleston Squares, theirs are the worst. And if anybody's driven on East Russell lately,
It is terrible. I mean, and that's right in town. So I will find out the ratings on the roads out here. They probably aren't as bad as some of the worst ones, but I will find out and I will report that next month.
I think, Megan, I think also one of the questions was, when was the last time it was resurfaced? When was the last paving?
And I don't know, but not that it doesn't matter, but it's all based on the condition of the road. So yours may have been done 3 years ago and it's in terrible shape, or another one could be done 3 years ago and it's in great shape. So the timing doesn't really matter as much as the actual condition of what needs to be done.
So when you look into it, you can find out when's the last time they came out here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they haven't been out here in at least 10 years.
You would, this wouldn't be the only area. I know.
When they do that, do they also have, like, the when they paint the borders or the lining on the sides of the roads? Because I know growing up out here, and I only know what is the Oasis Road, but when we used to walk to school going up the Oasis Road, we had plenty of room. The white line gave us plenty of room to still be able to walk on the asphalt without walking in the dirt.
I am so glad
and
you
it seems like that has gone away. And that white line is at the very edge.
So that's another
not safe for the kids.
Those are called fog lines. Those are called fog lines. They're a natural thing. And Commissioner Brown, years ago, we had asked for them to be done. And Public Works apparently didn't think they were important. But recently, I don't know if you all saw on the news, Clark County has created a new department called the Department of Traffic Safety. And the head of that came from NDOT, and he is super concerned about traffic safety. That is his, he was the spokesperson for NDOT. And that's his whole job, is caring about traffic safety. So when he started, I said, do you know anything about fog lines? So I've already put in the request. And luckily, Sergeant Marlowe and Sergeant Bonk both sent letters saying how important those lines are. So hopefully in the next couple of months, they'll be putting in.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Speaking of NDOT, I noticed going to town here the other day that there's some stakes that are being put on the south side of the road every, I don't know, a few hundred yards. I think it was NDOT that was doing it for quite a while, quite a few miles down. Is there
by Cold
anything?
Creek? By the turn off at Cold Creek?
Well, it's before that,
oh,
and
okay.
After that. Starting right out here.
Okay. I know they were going to be doing a project at Cold Creek, but I don't know if that's what it would be. I'll find out.
I just wonder if NDOT's got some sort of a new project going or something.
You know what? I would hope so, because then maybe they would replace the sign then, but I'll find out. Okay. That's it for me. So be thinking, put your thinking caps on about things you would like to see in the community.
Cap's getting old and dusty.
What?
Cap's getting old and dusty.
What cap?
Thinking cap.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Clearly, mine is beyond repair.
Cap.
Cap.
All right, so this is the comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name. For the record, if any member of the board wishes to extend the length, it will be done by the chairperson or majority vote. So does anybody have anything else they would like to talk about?
I don't know if this is relevant to anything. I saw a burrow on the Bowline Road right across the hill today.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody sneaking out of the old Cold Creek? Fish and game, or just...
They just wander.
They wander.
They'll go back.
Animals, and they get to do what they want.
Yeah.
Or they get hit.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
All right. Anybody else?
I have something real quick. Sorry. I attended the solar and BLM meeting, which I think you attended too, correct? The online meeting?
I did, yeah.
And I had asked if BLM was planning on this being the only solar field that they would potentially lease the land to, and they were real kind of foggy with the answer. So they said it was kind of something in the works, but they needed to hear feedback, and it's something that they were working on. So they didn't say no, but it wasn't, yes, this is going to be the only one, which is what I wanted to hear. So I just encourage, if BLM comes out or if you want to contact them, I have their contact information, or if you're interested in it. But I don't know. I don't know what we can do about the first one, but I don't want to have multiple. So that's just my...
Did they happen to mention, because I found out after the meeting that they came out, they never mentioned the amount of water that it takes to keep those solar things going.
Keep them clean?
I asked that question.
I thought it was asked both times.
They didn't mention it.
They said they have to get water rights in order for the construction. If not, then they're going to truck the water into Vegas. You ever seen like the blue square like Connex tanks that have wheels on it? That's a water tank. They'll haul that out there, fill it up with water to water while they're doing construction.
It's a frack tank.
And then he said,
rain for rent.
Cleaning wise, down in Southern Nevada, they say they don't ever have to clean it. But it is in the plan that they would have to clean it twice a year.
And they'd still haul their water out.
They would have to, unless they have water.
Unless they buy water.
The amount of water that they would...
If they have water rights to do the construction, they have the water rights in order to clean them as much as they want.
The amount of water that they'd use for grubbing the land and construction would be quite a bit. After that, it's minimal.
Minimal.
And how often do you have to wash your car?
I worked on a lot of them.
I talked to somebody who helped build the ones going out to Boulder City, and they were welding over 10,000 gallon tanks. And he said, you guys don't realize how much water those things take once they're built.
They take a lot of water, because I worked out on this over years and years ago.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny that they purposely did not mention it when they came out here.
And swear it's minimal when it's not.
Right.
Well, I can tell you, talking about this whole solar field thing, I did talk to a neighbor of mine who is over there. They have to go off at FAA rules and regulations on what can be close to an airport. And just talking to Nick and showing him the picture, they're in that area where they may not be able to do it. It's a concern. It's not guaranteed. Nick told me if it was the tower, like what's out at state line, they could shut that one down. But because of the type of panels we're talking about, going to be a little bit difficult, because I guess Nellis actually put a couple of panels on their airfield to help out with whatever. So if Creech doesn't shut it down, it's going to go. Pretty much we have to hope on Creech to shut down the solar field right now.
Well, the towers are out of state line are hydro, so it's steam generated turbines. So those are, yeah, they're
but
hundreds of feet tall.
Why I joined the meeting a couple weeks ago, that's what they were going to do, was the tower.
Oh, so it's not solar panels, it's mirrors.
That's what I originally heard.
That's oh, that's a huge difference.
So now they're doing panels that rotate with the sun.
That's a huge difference. If it's mirrors.
They changed it.
Yeah, they changed it. Now it's just regular solar panels that will rotate with the sun.
Wait a minute. You're saying it's just solar panels or mirrors?
Solar panels.
Oh, okay. Then they wouldn't have those giant towers.
Not mirrors. No.
Those things are backed up with those. You're talking about the ones out of print,
right?
They're in California,
right? Steam generator.
So yeah, those are backed up by a 40-inch gas line. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that the first one that was built was deemed one of the top 10 polluters in the state of California at one time. And a lot of people don't realize that. That's because it was backed up so often by the, ran so often by the natural gas engines that ran it. It was so inefficient. We don't want one of those things out here.
Have you ever gone up on 93 toward Searchlight, you know, on the solar panel fields on the right hand side?
What's that?
The solar fields going out toward Searchlight.
Yes.
Searchlight?
Going down toward Search. Solar panels? One of those fields are on motors that rotate with the sun. That's the exact same thing they're going to do.
Yeah, right here. Okay, yeah.
Exact same thing.
We don't want what he's talking about out there for sure. Yeah.
When they first started talking about it, that's what it was going to be.
The mirrors with the big...
Yeah, the big towers.
That's a different system, yeah.
But that one got shut down real quick.
Research the one that they took place up in Tonopah.
I know.
Yeah.
The only thing they said is that they will hire 10 people for maintenance, that they will try to hire from town to do a job fair if they're qualified to do the job. Well,
so am I correct in assuming that what we got a couple months ago out of the meeting was it's a French-owned company, and all the power from this generated goes to California?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Because that's not, what they told us.
I'm saying no because of what they told me.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer everything still goes to California either way, but Valley Electric did a substation right there in the Nye County right by Mercury.
Right, correct.
Supposedly they spent $25 million on that substation. There's nothing tied into it. They have a, what is that line called? I forgot the initials. But there's a line that runs behind our mound.
Yeah.
That's Valley Electric. They're going to tap into it.
Yeah.
Valley Electric has a line that runs behind us. Nothing's running into it. That solar field is going to tap into that.
Right.
It will help us out here in Creech and everything else, and whatever is left will be sold from the grid. On the grid, it will help.
So when they came here, that's not what they told us. They told us it's going to California. Yep, they told us it's going to California, all of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Were you here?
It's hitting the one substation and going out.
No, I missed that one,
but we don't get any.
Well, I pinned them down. California.
Yeah.
And the meeting that we had, the virtual meeting that we just recently had, I tried to do it again. And the guy beat around the bush because he could, because he wasn't looking at anybody in the face. He was saying, well, there's no contracts left out yet, but there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That Greenlink thing is being built in Nevada, and they're going to, this is just a small one that they're going to attach to. There's another
acres.
At least minimum. I added up the number of acreages, and it's over 50,000 acres of solar panels, right, same things that you got there, that's going to be attached to that Greenlink. And the vast majority of it, no ifs, ands, or buts, is going to California.
They all go to California. The one in Tonopah goes to California. All the ones out there by Boulder City go to California. Everything goes to California.
Yeah, same. It's not going to be any different. Remember how he said, he said, when that was asked, he said, well, perhaps I kind of misled him. None of it's been let yet as far as the contracts were. But he said, no ifs, ands, or buts, that the majority of that power is going to go to California.
The only benefit for us is that we would have more in the grid before it goes.
Very small amount, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no ifs.
For like power outages, less power outages,
maybe. Built for the benefit of California.
Right, and the French company that owns it makes the money, not here in the United States, and California gets the power.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, we hear about this thing, but if you research it, and it was in the papers just the other day, I was just reading about it, the number of acreages in northern Nevada, that Green Links, that's, you know, it goes from Ely on over, and you'd have to look at the map.
Well, they'll be here next
You probably
month.
Have mm-hmm. one, don't you?
Not yet. They'll be here next
be
month,
here
though,
next
so
month,
we can
okay.
we can really figure it out then. Yeah.
Yeah, those solar panels are going to be attached to that, and the vast majority is going to California.
Next month will be interesting.
Yes.
I encourage you all to show up.
Some from my roof.
With all the deserts in California, why don't they build them there?
Ask next month, yes. All right, anything else?
Pelosi's
next. All right, so next meeting will be October 13th. Anything you want on the agenda, usually goes to Laura a couple weeks before. Meeting adjourned.
Keep it clean, let's go down a rabbit hole.
I feel like one thing.
I know.